Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
A minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
New special, Amazon Prime, Ginger Beard Man, the one and only John Reap. He's in town tonight. One show at the Funny Bone tonight because of the weather situation, but it'll be fine. One show tonight, two shows tomorrow night. Hi, John. How you doing, bud?
Morning. Hey, good morning. How you doing?
I want to ask you a question, John, because I love John Heffron too. And over the COVID, you guys started doing a podcast together. And I'm always curious how guys become friends, because I don't think you're the same person at all, for sure. And Heffron's funny. Yeah. You're funny. How'd you guys know each other?
Well, we both won Last Comic Standing.
That's right.
Oh, you did.
But different years, though, right?
Okay. Different years, yeah. And so at some point, a manager or an agent will come up with the idea of, let's get all the winners together.
Got it.
And make that a tour.
All right.
And so we got lumped together in some tour on the road and met him and hit it off. I mean, we get along. It's funny, we're like an odd couple. He won't stop talking, and I'm a great listener.
Well, I saw you guys got together, and I saw the podcast is out there, and I was wondering how it happened.
Yeah, Heffron and Reap. We were just ranked, according to the World Podcasting Federation, we were ranked number 2.
Oh, really?
The WPF?
I didn't know that. The WPF. The WPF.
Yeah, that is a URL that I bought and ranked myself.
Good for you. Can you put us up there?
Yeah, 100%. When I get off the phone, I'll call my guy and have you. We got Joe Rogan 5th.
Good. All right. I appreciate
that.
Well, good.
Put him back down there a little bit. I love that. I ranked myself. John Reap tonight, one show, two shows tomorrow night. Sorry you can't come in. We got more protocol here because of the stupid anti-vaxxing.
Yeah, dude. If it ain't snow, it's COVID. I know. Or a combination of the snow, but I don't know what's going on.
Snow,
I want everyone to know, though, that they are safe if they want to come see me.
Right.
I had COVID 2020. Me and Tom Hanks, that was it for a little bit.
Yeah.
Survived it. Now I got the antibodies, and I've been triple vaccinated. Yeah. I will drink bleach and Lysol before every show. And
how about
I will
your piss?
Yeah, but you did that before.
Right.
I didn't do COVID.
I basically take a rapid test every hour on the hour when I give the news and weather. yeah, I mean, you're fine if you come see me.
You're fine, of course.
Right.
Good for you.
Let me
man.
Ask you now a deeply personal question, and you can tell me to piss off if this is too personal. But when you get the Amazon Prime special, all right, how do you know you're getting your money back?
I have no idea.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
I have no idea. Well, honestly, that special came about because my manager at the time was producing 4 or 5 different specials for some other clients.
Okay.
And they had the theater already rented out and all the camera equipment was there. And someone dropped out and couldn't make it. She said, "Hey, would you like to go in and do this?" So I didn't have to pay for it. It was already.
Oh, okay.
I didn't have to spend money to make it. Yeah, I got lucky on that deal. So I haven't wasted money, but I haven't made money either. I don't think I've made any money.
So they don't pay you a lump sum and just own the rights. You get paid per view.
Yeah, probably.
That's called Ginger Beard Man on Amazon Prime right now. John Reap with us. You can see him in person if you're in the Omaha area tonight. It's johnreap.com for gigs all across the country for people listening other places
and
right
Netflix
now.
Netflix and Amazon counts on guys like John who don't really keep track of it.
probably.
They're counting on it.
Now, during COVID, you had moved back in your high school bedroom, you had told me, before COVID.
Yeah.
I guess you had to stay there during COVID, or did you move out before that?
No, I'm still there. Okay. Me and Mom, we're roommates.
Yeah.
No.
Yep. How's she doing?
I mean, we get along pretty good. Yep. It's you know, she's got a recliner, I got a recliner. We sit there and watch TV together.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff with numbers in it mostly, like 60 minutes, 20, 48 hours.
Sure.
That's kind of what we watch together.
Now, when you were at home and not on the road, did you guys want to kill each other?
Well, quietly, yes. You know, I got one dad who's already in the skilled nursing facility, and okay. Mom does have a purpose. She is in the house making food a lot, doing laundry, so I can't get rid of her just yet. You know what I mean?
Oh, you can't put
so
her
I need her for the chicken pan pie and the fresh clothes.
Are you,
But no.
Are you helping out?
But like any roommate, people will get on your nerves. Like,
right.
She drops stuff all the time.
Right.
Like, she's always dropping stuff.
Right.
Loves to do stuff behind me, which I hate. I hate it when people start getting busy behind me.
Yeah.
You know, I'm trying to watch something on TV, and I don't know what they're doing behind me. It freaks me out. So
I'm that way, too. I'm that way, too. I don't like people standing behind me. I hate that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I really do. I don't know what it is. I don't like it either. What do you do to bug her?
Oh, I probably stay up way too late.
Right.
Like, I do two podcasts. I do one with John Heffron,
right.
And I do another one called Country-ish. And then and we shoot that. We film it, you know, record it in Hickory, where I live.
Yeah, I know you do.
Not far. But we do it at night, so because we go live at, like, 8 o'clock. So by the time I get home, it's, like, 10:30 or something.
Mm-hmm.
And she's in bed. An alarm will go off. I don't know the alarm zone. So sometimes I set the alarm off. Sometimes I'm making too much noise at night. You know, that kind of stuff.
How old is she now? She's not that old, is she?
She is 73.
Ah,
73.
Is she a young 73 or an old 73?
She is a young 73.
Oh.
She is always doing – and sometimes I feel bad because, you know, I'm a comedian, so I don't get up to like 10:30, 11 mostly. And
right.
I'll look out the window. She's outside pulling weeds. And, like, the neighbors are looking at me like, you little lazy piece of crap. You've got your 70-something-year-old mom out there pulling weeds. I'm like, you missed? Mom, there's a big weed here you missed.
Are you contributing?
But, like, I like to say it keeps them, young, keeps them
help. Are you contributing to the household chores at all, or just watching?
I do a lot of watching.
Okay.
I do a lot of watching. I will wash the dishes. Yeah, I'll do that.
That's
from,
good.
From time to time. But I don't think she likes me messing with that stuff. The times I've tried it, I just get in her way, you know. So
you're probably
kind of lucky.
You're putting stuff in the dishwasher wrong.
Is it?
You're doing it
exactly.
All wrong.
What about your love life, John? Can you bring a lady home to the house?
Oh, thank you. I just got engaged.
Oh, congratulations.
Yes. Good.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay.
Me and my mom, we're going to get married.
Oh, no.
No. I when I moved back to North Carolina, I met a girl pretty quick, and we started dating, and now I just got engaged not long ago on a cruise ship.
Oh, were you performing or just went on a cruise together?
I do my own cruise called the Reaps Peeps Comedy Cruise.
Oh, okay, all right.
Really?
You know, COVID threw a big monkey wrench in it last year, but, you know, everyone got vaccinated. Everyone on the ship had to be vaccinated, so it was pretty safe in that respect. But I was doing an event, like a meet and greet cocktail hour with all the people who sign up for this cruise. And then I just popped the question right there and had the ring and all that stuff. So, I am engaged.
Was she an old high school friend or somebody you knew when you moved back to Hickory?
No. So I didn't know her before. She's went to a high school next to my high school.
Right.
It's a town over. And I just met her at a restaurant. I was going out to eat with some of my friends, and this beautiful girl walks up to me, and she's like, how come you ignore me on Facebook?
Oh.
I'm like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
She's like, you never reply to my – and I get like thousands of those. She goes, here, my son loves you. Call him. It's his birthday. And then she just handed me the phone, and her son was on the phone. I was like, oh, hey, happy birthday, buddy. And then – but then – she was funny.
And now like you're
the
dad.
Way that she did it.
And now you're going to be dad.
Right. That is weird. I remember. I mean, that's, you know, I asked him for permission to date his mom, and he was like, "Yeah, you're John Reed. That'd be great." And so.
So the way to get
so
with
now,
John
yeah,
Reed
we,
is
yeah.
he, you'd be pushy.
Now, what's going to happen now? I mean, he's going to move out. You got to move out of mom's house eventually, right?
At some point, yeah. The plan is. Mm-hmm. See, really, I'm kind of like in this gray limbo area because I don't know exactly what dad's long-term situation is going to be. Mm-hmm. The whole reason I moved back to begin with mostly was because dad had the stroke. He's paralyzed on his left side. Mom's never lived by herself.
Yeah.
And I'm like, is he coming out of there? Is he coming back home? Is he going to get better? Or is he going to end up there forever, for right. a long time? How long? And so we're in this limbo area. So I'm, and she has a daughter too who just turned 16. We're going to wait for her to turn 18 before we tie the knot officially and get a house, all that good stuff.
Your son's like 30, isn't he?
Yeah, he's 24.
24, oh, okay. 24, okay. I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, but he acts 30. Like, he's got, like, he makes 30-year-old money. Like, he is a welder. Like, he's a traveling welder. He has his own nice big camper where he'll just drive to gigs and sites and work there for, like, months at a time and drive to another place. He's more country than I've ever been.
Yeah.
Like, this guy hunts, fishes. You know, he was a wrestler in high school, played football, made straight A's, and I need him to show me how to hunt and fish and go, you know, that kind of stuff.
Or how to find out if Amazon Prime is paying you too. Maybe
right.
you can do that.
Yeah, yeah.
One show tonight, two shows tomorrow night. The Omaha Funny Bone, John Reap, johnreap.com for gigs across the country. Next time, you got to come in the studio. Sorry, John, about that again. It really sucks. But
hey, buddy. Yeah. I get it, man. No worries. Just glad to talk to you, man. Well, it seems like I come here once a year, and they wait for it to snow when they bring me here.
You know,
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, it's a hearty lot. They'll be out there tonight. And tomorrow night, you'll be fine, for that matter. All right. Thank you, John.
Right.
Appreciate
good
it,
deal.
Buddy. Have fun tonight.
Congrats
yeah, have
on
a good
the
morning,
engagement,
guys.
Bud.
Yeah.
We'll
see you.
Hopefully see you soon.
Thank you.
John Reap, God, he's funny. Remember the video?
Yeah.
We always share that video of him at the, was it a Clemson game?
I think Carolina, it was a Panthers game.
No, Carolina Panthers game. Yeah.
Like in one of their first years of being a thing.
He's got the mullet and he's out there jumping on the floor, I mean on the field, dancing around, stuff like that. That's a great video.
Wasn't he messing
Not
with
a shy
the mascot?
Man.
Not a shy man at all, no. Yeah, and it wasn't like they ran out there and kicked him off. They loved it.
Wasn't he like doing the worm in the end zone?
Yeah, doing the worm in the end zone, right, at a Carolina Panthers game.
I thought he was doing something with the mascot, too, interacting with
that
the mascot.
That was one of the first years, yeah. I think he was, Todd. Yeah.
Sir something.
He had like those 90s jeans on, I remember.
Yeah.
A shirt tucked in with a mullet and the whole bit. Not an ironic mullet that people
Sir
are bringing
Purr.
Back now. Sir Purr.
That's right.
Purr.
That's interesting for that kid. Like your favorite comedian becomes your stepdad?
Except when he has to be your dad.
Right.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden he's a dick.
Yep.
You know?
Yep. He just got a lot less funny
he's
than
like,
that
that's
kid.
That's not very funny.
That is kind of funny. You're right. He's probably thinking that. You're John Reap. Yeah, you could date my mom. You could bang my mom.
He's like, but I have to be home by 11? Right. What?
Exactly. Like, our kids don't care what we do because they were born into this crap. You know, but the John Reap situation, right? I'm dating a guy named John Reap. Are you kidding me?
My kids are annoyed if anybody's into anything I do.
Like your kids. I love your dad's comedy on. No.
They're like, oh, yeah. God.
What?
Yeah.
Gross.
Yeah. Gross.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
You may remember the story out of Texas where the teacher, Sarah Beam, had her kid ride inside the trunk of her car to a Houston COVID testing site because he was positive and mom didn't want to get it. So she put the kid in the trunk of the car to go over.
She really cares about test. Really cares about her kids, doesn't right. she?
So what did health services director at the site discovered the kid in the trunk, called cops. She was charged with endangering a child. And a judge has decided there is no probable cause to charge her.
I don't get no probable cause. I don't get that.
The kid was in the trunk.
Is he some southern judge? Hey, well, you know what? You just got to learn what to do. Your mom told you to do.
Is a judge in Texas a southern judge? Yes. Is that what you just asked me?
Yes, I am. You know, you do what your mom tells you to do.
Still awaiting an answer.
Yeah.
What he was saying there, Craig, was I didn't listen to what
your
you said
mama
before.
Mama says get in the trunk, you get in the trunk.
That's what I mean.
Plus, I read that car exhaust is a good treatment for COVID. So everybody get out there and suck on a tailpipe, and you'll treat yourself to COVID.
Right out of the pipe's perfect, too.
It is.
Prosecutors say they may consider taking the case to a grand jury.
Yeah, drink the piss, suck on a tailpipe, do all that stuff.
In that order.
Yeah,
you drink your urine first, and then you suck on your car exhaust. Right,
yep.
And you should be good.
Yep. No vaccine needed.
Nope.
You will then be immunized.
Right.
You'll be COVID-proofed.
Yep. That pipe's hot, though. You better let the thing cool down once in a while. But you really can't because you need the exhaust coming out, right? Yeah.
Oh, can you get like a toilet paper roll or paper towel?
Oh, to suck through that?
Yeah, something.
Yeah, but you really want to put it on the pipe, I heard. Yeah.
Or you have another guy shotgun it to you. He
there you go.
A long fall and shotguns it to you.
Then you're both protected.
But then his lips are on it, though, too, though. Yeah.
No, that's what you use the toilet paper roll for.
Start with a piss, though.
Just shotgun it to your buddy.
Start with the pee.
Or you could just pull the car into the garage and leave it running. Get all your friends, come over.
Well, make sure nobody's
in the
house.
Get all your unvaccinated friends come over and just breathe in that COVID cure.
Less voters, that's cool.
Breathe in that COVID treatment.
Right.
A single page of artwork from a 1984 Spider-Man comic book sold at auction Thursday for a record $3.36 million.
What? From
one page?
Mike Zeck's artwork for page 25. I imagine it's an original piece of art.
Yeah.
For page 25 from Marvel Comics, Secret Wars number 8 brings the first appearance of Spider-Man's black suit. The suit would eventually lead to the emergence of the character Venom. The previous record for an interior page of a U.S. comic book was under $700,000 for art from a 1974 issue of The Incredible Hulk. Also, one of the few surviving copies of Superman's debut sold for over $3 million, putting it among the priciest comic books ever auctioned.
That's why I'm hanging on to that Trevor Lawrence card. He ever leaves the Jags, he becomes a star. That's going to be upwards a couple grand.
I think he's going to be broken.
Yeah.
I like how you assume he has to leave the Jags to become a star.
Well, I read that.
That's just not going to happen there.
Because I heard some people talk about it the other day saying, hey, the dude's got it. He just needs to be with better people around him. He looked good against the Colts.
Yeah, that's why you don't want to be the greatest quarterback coming out of college. Because a crappy team's going to...
A lot of times.
You've got to be one of those that's kind of a little bit under the radar. Yeah.
And Jags get number one. They're the number one pick again.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Someone takes you in the third round, might be a good team. Then you get a chance.
Their owner sucks. They get a better coach. They'll be okay.
Their owner does suck.
Yeah, Shaka Khan. He's horrible, man.
Shaka Khan. Today they have a... hot tubs in the stadium.
They do.
Yeah,
that's why I wouldn't be successful. I'd be like, hey, well, we have practice, but what if can we go to the hot tub?
Well, they were talking about how Vegas is. It's the Vikings and the Raiders. I've heard are the best two jobs out there right now. They're open, and they were talking about free agents. Vegas, young guy who don't want to live in Vegas, man. Money in Vegas.
Get yourself a fast car. Drive safe.
Well, you get yourself in trouble more in Vegas. There's stuff to do all the time, you know.
Yeah, I keep hearing the Viking job is a good one.
It is, yeah.
They got a good team.
They have a good team.
Yeah. I could have to hire a personal driver because I've heard that the NFL has, all the players have access to
regular driver.
A service. But if you call, say you play for the Raiders and you're out till 3 a.m., you're like, I got to get home and can't drive. If you call that NFL thing, I'm sure, the Raiders get an email or something.
Oh, they're
like, hey, this dude was picked up at 3 in the morning.
You're right. That's a good point, Nick. I'm not saying you should find your own guy if you got money.
Right.
But, they all have really cool cars, and that's the problem. They want to drive them.
And they all have enough money for Uber.
Yeah. And we all do, though. And they're still just humans. They're dumbasses. I'm okay. I can drive.
150 and rear-end
somebody.
Well,
that guy was
that was extreme.
Worst. Yeah. Don't drink and drive, kids. Uber, hitchhike, whatever.
Baby Shark has become the first YouTube video to hit 10 billion views.
I've only heard the song. I never watched the video. I'm glad.
Those poor parents.
Yeah, my kids are too old for that song.
Oh, you get numb to it after a while.
I didn't have to deal with that because my kids were not little when that was out. It was huge.
Well, yeah, that's because...
Yeah, but you had the equivalent.
You know what? Not... Well, I had the Wiggles, but they had all different songs. Craig and I know, and they put out some good albums, so Wiggles did.
Well, yeah.
Their
you
second
still
album.
To some of those now.
Their concept album.
Their second album. The Wiggles again? Yeah. Wait, because it's... They don't rack up numbers like this
because every
kid watches that once.
Exactly.
Weren't they into the Tinky Winkies?
I was on a little bit. I don't mind that show. That was
They were the what, Craig?
Teletubbies.
Teletubbies, yeah. Tinky Winky was just
the purple
one
was
of
gay.
Them.
Purple one was gay.
That's, well, no. That was a Falwell.
It's a liberal tool.
Is Ted Cruz's daughter bisexual, I read? I don't want to pick on kids because she's just a kid, but... I'm not picking on her. She's good for her. She came out as bisexual, I read.
It's got to be hard for her.
And she hates her dad.
Yeah.
A lot of people do.
Everybody hates her dad.
Well, if you meet anybody, you could be at some point, you'd be like, hey, by the way, my dad's Ted Cruz.
Right. Yeah, you probably don't want to bring that up.
No. I'm sure he's fun on Thanksgiving.
What was that? A former Republican said to know Ted Cruz is to hate Ted Cruz.
Yeah.
And that's from people on his side of the aisle. How bad is that? Oh, my God.
Yeah, just horrible. Oh, so this weekend it's going to be cold.
In our area, yes.
In
a lot of places. Back
in a lot of the country.
Yeah.
Buffalo.
All
my
over
God.
The place.
Yeah.
Buffalo.
1 degree.
Or less.
That's the air temperature, right?
The wind chill is going to be below zero at game time.
By the way, I didn't know this hack until I heard it yesterday. You guys probably saw Booger talking about this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is a Tiger Bomb on the bare arms.
Oh, yeah, I've heard about
I
that.
I never heard that.
Who was doing that?
Ray Lewis did it, but they all do it. They all do it.
Vaseline, whatever.
Yeah.
Well, creates
but
a barrier.
Tiger Bomb is actually warm, though.
That's why they look all greasy.
Right.
Yeah, I've never heard that trick either.
Playing in that temperature just sucks for these guys.
It's like, what could make a hit from an NFL defender hurt more?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be damn cold, and there's going to be a lot of wind out of the northeast. It's going to feel sub-zero.
When's the Buffalo
game? Right.
And Buffalo,
what time
Saturday
is that game?
Night.
Saturday evening.
Oh, it's a night game.
Oh, my God.
They're predicting about the same thing for Green Bay next weekend, Saturday or Sunday. Doesn't matter.
There's cleanup game this weekend.
I don't think so.
I don't think he does. We would know. That means he's up for the weekend after that.
Right.
Yeah.
He's up for it at least.
Well,
yeah.
And generally, if from the four that work division weekend, right. One of those goes to the Super Bowl.
And he did the 50th, which was 7-8 years ago, so he's up for probably a new one. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're going to need one of those wing hats with flappy ears.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, there are other...
Is air temperature 3, I believe, that day? And then the wind chill is like...
1. You know,
the air temperature's 1, but then the wind chill...
Yeah, I hear it said like 6 or 7 with wind chills taking it down below 0.
Can't they install a ton of those heaters they have at restaurants around the top of the stadiums? Just like puts heat around the whole thing?
Well, heat rises.
Yeah, I think you really? Need about 400,000 of them.
Yeah, well,
to make a difference. That's
start putting
cool.
them in.
And a roof.
And they don't care about the crowd either. They care about the players. Just not the crowd. They don't care about the crowd.
Little lamps that keep your fries warm. Install a bunch of those.
Yeah, why don't they have those on the sidelines?
That's a lot of little propane tanks.
Well, this is going to take a bit. There was another thing suggested as to how to stay warm during the January playoff games.
Yeah.
We'll get to that. We'll get to that here in just a bit.
All right. Yeah. I'm warm now because I took one of those. It's not going to suck it.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.